Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog who lives in a pond and loves to tell stories. Stella is not an ordinary girl. She is a star walker. She sleeps all day. At night, she wakes. She rises with the moon. She walks with a white wolf. His name is Neon. They play among the stars. When you see a shooting star, that's Stella throwing a ball for Neon. Neon will not bring the star back to Stella. He does not fetch. They are both made of stardust. Me and you, we're made of stardust too. Everyone. Everything is. Stella and Neon walk with the stars. They follow the great bear, Ursa Major, through the sky. The girl and her wolf never cross paths with the great bear or with the little bear cub, Ursa Minor. They move forwards, never backwards, through the sky. And so they are always behind the great bears. They are safe among the stars. When they are thirsty, they drink starlight. Stella kneels along the banks of the Milky Way and lifts the starlight to her mouth with a cup she makes of her hand. Neon laps up the starlight in the Milky Way with his tongue. To Stella and Neon, the Milky Way is a fast-moving stream. It has always been there, and it always will be. They drink as much starlight as they want. They drink until they are satisfied. They have as much as they need. Maybe you're like Stella. Maybe you're more like Neon, the wolf. Stella and Neon walk with the constellations. The constellations are stories that people have been telling about the stars for thousands and thousands of years. Orion, the hunter, is there. He is a constellation made of stars. His sword is sharp and gleaming. He holds it high to admire its point in the starry night sky. Orion wears a belt with three dazzling jewels on it. Orion is strong and proud. He is proud of his strength. You are strong too. You are healthy and you are dazzling. Sometimes Stella and Neon hear Pleiades weeping. She is a beautiful star woman kneeling in a field of flowers. The flowers are stars. Pleiades cries for fallen soldiers. She has been crying for thousands of years. She will always cry. Stella and Neon rest beneath a tree. The tree is made of stars and starlight. The tree holds up the cosmos. It holds up the stars and the darkness in which they shine. It is a sturdy and broad tree. Some people call it the tree of life. Some people call it Yggdrasil. Andromeda and Perseus are nearby. Andromeda is a princess made of stars, wearing a dress made of starlight. She has shackles and chains on her wrists and around her waist, but the chains are broken. She is free. Andromeda gazes at Perseus, her love. He gazes back at her, his beloved. They are about to be married. Perseus has wings on his shoes. His winged shoes make him move so fast, it's like he's flying. He can bound from star to star to star. After the wedding, Perseus and Andromeda will leap through the stars together, laughing and holding hands. There are so many kings and queens of ancient worlds in the starry sky. There are so many warriors and maidens. There are fantastic beasts too. There are unicorns and flying horses, Pegasuses. And a centaur, half man, half horse, with a bow and arrow, wearing a crown made out of stars. Draco is a dragon made of stars. Draco must protect a tree with golden apples. Stella and Neon don't bother Draco the Star Dragon. They don't want golden apples. They pass vineyards and orchards as they walk through the starry sky, and they are full of grapes and peaches and cherries and pomegranates and figs and pineapples. They can take all they want. They can take what they need. There are fish swimming in the starlight. And crabs scuttling through the stars. There are great ships made of stars with sails that billow with starlight. There are beehives dripping with honey. There is a goddess named Isis who scatters seeds that grow as soon as they leave her hand. She plants wheat. It glitters and shines all around her. Two brothers in two canoes made of starlight chase a Chinook salmon through the stars. They are in a race that has always been and that will go on forever. The brightest star in the sky is Polaris, the North Star. A great herd of caribou travel around and around Polaris. They always have. They always will. If you make up a story about the stars, Stella and Neon will see it in the sky with them. The universe is that big, it is that vast and that great. It has room for every child and every child's stories too. There are stories of our future in the stars, too. There is a great blue whale that swims through the stars, and on her back is the future of all humanity and the animals, too. The future is beautiful, and the future is bright. When the sun rises, the sunrise is like a great silky blanket to Stella Starwalker. It is so soft. As the starlight gives way to daylight, Stella falls asleep. Her wolf falls asleep too. He makes a little nest in the crook behind Stella's knees. He curls up and sleeps with his nose under his paw. He is warm. When he closes his eyes, he dreams of bunnies made out of starlight, leaping away from him. As he dreams them, they come to be. When he walks the stars again with Stella, he will see the star bunnies. And Stella Starwalker will see them too.